Welcome to Shavach Shava and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lur Nishmas Arm Yakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bobasra Daf Lamentes. The Gemara tells us that Kol Milsot Nimis Amor Behape Tloso, Leisbo Mishum Lishna Bisha. If you say something in front of three people, so then there's no problem with Lashon Hara. According to the Rashbam, that means once three people heard about this story, so then there's no din of Lashon Hara to continue on and spreading out the words, because once three people know it, it's considered to be that everybody already knows it. Now, the simple understanding is, though, if three people know about the story, so then it's very hard to keep a secret once three people know it. Three people know a secret, everybody knows it. But it seems, Divrei Rabbi Yisenu, that there's more to it. That once something is said in front of three people, that's considered to be a public domain. And anything that says it's being done in a public domain, it has a gilui in this world, Be'etzim. Even if these three people are people that you know they're not going to spread the word. But once it's done in front of three, it's done begilui. And a lot of this mashmo is comes from the Maharal. Because the Maharal, throughout his Sfarim, speaks about the idea of three. And he explains that three is always a separate entity. In Chidush HaGodes Techulin of Tzaykalev, the Maharal there explains, where it says that Am Yisrael, they say the name of Hashem after two words. Because it says, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mimkoim. While the Malachim, they say the name of Hashem only after three words. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos. So explains the Maharal, what's the difference between saying it after two or after three? It says, if you're saying it after two, you're still connected to the source, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So two words are within the realm of the name of Hashem. But when you're saying after three words, now you're standing on your own. Now, so to speak, it's a new entity. And the Maharal says, where do we see such a thing? Because we know that Lavud is within three. So that means, if it's two things are within three talking to each other, they're considered to be connected. More than three, it's already a separate entity. You can add over here what we spoke about in the beginning of the Perek, that the Chazak is a Chazak of 3 years. What's Chazak of 3 years? Because 3 years creates a new entity. The three creates something new. The Maharal Gvur Hashem goes on to explain with this, that we know what the Gemara Chagiga says, the Perek Ein Dershin. Inala Darshan Maisa Merkava even to one person. Inala Darshan Maisa Bereshis to two. And Arayas in Shinat Darshan in front of three. So the Maharal there goes on to explain what does it mean Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis. What does it mean Arayas? What's the depth of the Isuri Arayas? Which we're not going to go into right now. But one thing the Maharal says, the Maharal points out over there, that the maximum amount of people to say something which is still considered to be Nister is in front of two. If you're saying in front of three, it's already full gilui. What the Perek and Dershim is saying, you have to keep things somewhat Nister. So my Simakova is fully Nister, you don't need to teach it to one person. My separation is not so much Nister, you could start spreading the word a little bit. My Isuri Arayas, it's something that you could spread the word even more. And the Maharal explains that that's the way these things appear in the world. But once you say it to three, you're already taking it out of the realm of Nister. It's not Nister anymore. It's Begili. And the whole point of the Ein Dershim is to try to speak things be Nister when things are hidden. Once it's in front of three, it's not Nister Be'etzer. That's what the Maharal says also in Chidush HaGodes Sanhedrin, the Feudum with Base, where we speak about the Ibur Hashanah, we speak about the number three. The Maharal says when you need to come and be mefarsim Ibur Hashanah, you want to come and advertise the Ibur Hashanah, it needs to be in front of three. That's the minimum amount to advertise something. And what comes out for all these Maharals and others, that the idea of three is that be'etzim, once something is in front of three, it's considered to be megula, it's revealed in the world. It's not the pshat that you know these three are going to spread the word. But the pshat is that this thing is not Nister anymore. This thing is begilui. So the whole idea of Lashon Hara that we're learning is Lashon Hara is something which is hidden. And once Lashon Hara is not hidden, it's Begula in the world, so then it's not Begedda Nista anymore, now it's not Begedda the Lashon Hara. And as some of Rabbi Yisenu explained, because the idea is that once it comes at Legilui, so it's not anymore Begedda of Dibur, it's already Begedda of a Maise. Lashon Hara is to spread Dibur. Dibur is something which is somewhat silent, somewhat covered. But once it's outside in the world, b'maise means it's revealed, then it's something which it is not under the realm of Lashon Hara. Because it's already begilu and be pierced in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.